From the front line.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgate. Representing KGYR and its stakeholders. We are the Forum for the Fans. The Bleed Blue Show. Flying solo, here's your host, Steve.
Yeah, we are a Football for the Fans, Bleed Blue Show, Dugout Podcast. Yo, we're going to get to the 2020 MLB playoffs. Of course, our squad versus the Cleveland Indians. And maybe touch on some of the other series as well towards the end of the episode. Of course, our content could be found on BleedBlueShow.com, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, and Stitcher. If you have been following Yankees Twitter particularly or anything Yankees on social media, blogs, groups, things like that, sort of that nature, we can't be a confident fan base heading into the 2020 MLB playoffs. The Yankees left a lot of games on the table. Because they left a lot of games on the table, they are going to be traveling to Cleveland, best out of three, hopefully find a way to win the series versus the Cleveland Indians, a team, obviously, we have not played any team from the Central Division or the West, so I don't know how this is going to go, because usually you play teams throughout the regular season, you kind of know how you match up, but we know who's on the Cleveland Indians over the past years. A lot of those guys are still there. As far as the heart of their batting order. But, you know, it's really get off to a good game one start. That's the way I look at it. Because if I think the winner of game one wins the series. I mean, that's not necessarily guaranteed. But when you have Gerrit Cole going against Shane Bieber, I mean, it's really that simple. We get to Shane Bieber. I think they have a top-heavy staff, meaning anything after that is kind of piecemeal. It's been average at best. And then we're kind of almost in the same boat with the Cleveland Indians starting pitching-wise. But congratulations to Luke Voit, home run champ, and DJ LeMahieu for his batting. Surplus, man, has been fantastic. But, yeah, we got to talk about this, man, because I'm actually kind of worried for the Yankees. I want to see them do well. I want us to make a run. I want to get to San Diego. That's the next step in this thing, with this bubble playoffs in 2020. We'll bring on Suzanne and then Jimmy. Suzanne, Bleeding Yankee Blue, it was good to hear from you. I look forward to your thoughts on the 2020 MLB playoffs. Say hello real quick, and then we'll bring on Jimmy, and then we'll lead off with you. How you doing, Suzanne? Hello?
I'm here.
Oh, maybe not there. Oh, who's this?
It's Lou.
Oh, Lou, what's up, man? Hold on. Stay right there, Lou. Shout out to Lou. All right, now, I think this is Jimmy. Jimmy, what's going on, man? How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm good, man. I'm ready for these playoffs, man. I can't wait to see how it goes, buddy.
Yeah, we're going to get into all this. So, Lou, let's start off with you, man. I'm not confident with the Yankees. They landed the 5 seed. They left some games on the table versus Toronto last week and Miami over the weekend. But, hey, we got to start, you know, best out of three. What's your thoughts? Yankees at Cleveland. And then we'll get to Jimmy's thoughts as well as far as the series.
I'll put it to you like this. First of all, skeptical. I mean, you know, very inconsistent we were this season. You know, we got a lot of injuries. The differences between this year and last year is we had the injuries last year, but we had a good minor league system to help back us up and get us through to where we had to get to last year. This year, we didn't get that option because there was no minor league, and that, I think, hurt us a lot more than it helps us this year. And we don't know what the Central Division in the West brings, because we didn't get a chance to play in this year, so we don't really know what to do. I mean, if we can get to Bieber, you know, I think we'll be okay, but you know, Bieber knows how to shut down teams like us. It's really very skeptical about this series. And, you know, we don't have much time to, you know, make a ground because if you lose two, you're out. I don't really necessarily believe that the winner of game one is going to win the series. I mean, maybe that's how it's usually done. But, you know, they have to get away around Bieber. They have to get their pitching up better and hit more, or else it's going to be 2-1 out for the Yankees, which I really don't want to see.
All right, cool. Jimmy, what's your thoughts, man, as far as this series with the Indians? We haven't played them this year, but we know who they are. Most of those guys are still there. What's your thoughts on this series?
Yeah, well, you know, we just have to we just have to come out in game one on fire, you know. Like I know, like you said, we didn't see him this year, but that doesn't really matter to me because, you know, regular season, you know, what you did in regular season anyways out the window. So I'm saying even if we did see him, you know, even if this was a regular, you know, a regular season and we did see him, it wouldn't matter what we did against him. So, you know, we gotta just come out and just hope for the best. You know, we gotta hit well, we gotta pitch well, and you know, we just gotta hope for the best in this series. You know, and you know, in game one, game one is a must win in my opinion. You know, if we don't win game one, it's gonna be really, really hard to come back in a series like this. So we just gotta hope for the best, man.
Yeah, it's going to – I agree, man. If we don't win game one, I really think our chances of winning the rest of the series exponentially goes down a lot. And the same goes for Cleveland. I think game one in this particular series for the Indians and for the Yankees, game one is everything because they're throwing out their best, we're throwing out our best. And this is the reason why we got Gerrit Cole for situations like this. Maybe not a three-game series, but to really win big clutch games, if – Gerrit Cole to earn his stripes, you got to win game one because that gives us the chance to at least split the other two games. And I don't think the Cleveland Indians staff, I don't think, you know, this season they are as strong. Like, they've kind of been over the last couple of years. They got Carlos Carrasco, but he hasn't had a strong season, or Plesac, or Aaron Savale. Those guys, some of those guys are going to be coming out of the bullpen. Cleveland bullpen is okay. I'm not confident in our bullpen. You know, normally Yankee teams, you could say, okay, we're going to go to our bullpen if things don't work out with our starters, if Tanaka, Montgomery, when Montgomery was healthy before he had the Tommy John, Jay Happ, guys like that, Paxton, you know, if those guys didn't pan out, we always relied or had a great confidence in our bullpen, Lou. I just don't see that this go around
because yeah.
Cleveland got – you know Cleveland can hit. Ramirez leads the team in a lot of their stats, hits, RBIs, power. He hits for average. I'm not saying this is a dangerous series, but I really believe, Luke, that this is really – it starts with game one for both teams, you know?
It does. It does, you know, in a season like this, of course, anything is possible, you know, being that we only played 60 games, you know, but we didn't get a chance to, you know, see what we're up against because we only played teams like our own division. So, you know, this is for this year, it's very strange territory.
And Jimmy, what about you? What about as far as Cole, like starting game one, like what do you expect out of him versus Bieber, you know, feeling the pressure?
Yeah. Well, I think it's a good matchup. I mean, you know, Gerrit Cole, there is the reason why we got him, you know, for situations like this. And, you know, we gotta hope he has his best stuff. And you know, when their pitcher makes a mistake, you know, we have to hope that we can capitalize on it. You know, that's the name of the game. But I mean, in another sense, I'm kind of glad that we're playing Cleveland and not Tampa in the first round. Because
if we were playing
Tampa, I think it'd be a lot worse.
Because Tampa, you know, seems to be getting the best of us in recent years, and they have been, you know, once we did thought that it was like, well, they're just Tampa, they're just a joke, and it didn't mean much. But they have, you know, seriously challenged us, and they have managed to beat us, especially in their turf. So maybe you're right about that, but you know, we didn't do so well on the road this year, and you know, you gotta learn to win away from home if you're gonna, you know, be able to contend in a playoff series. And that's another thing that worries me, because on the road this year we were awful, and that's one of my other big concerns.
All right, cool. Hey, Suzanne, what's going on? How you doing? Your thoughts on this series? I say this as far as 2 years ago, Suzanne, that when Gerrit Cole was an Astro, he did have a very good game two versus the Cleveland Indians. That was the series they beat up on the Indians, and he had 13 strikeouts in that game. Hope we could get that version of Gerrit Cole along with some good run support. Bleeding Yankee Blue, Suzanne, Susie Prof, what's going on? Give us your thoughts this series, man. Best out of three versus the Tribe.
We don't do something about making sure that we don't leave people on base, then we're going to lose all three games. I mean, quite frankly, I am feeling very unsure about this Yankee team because of their inconsistency, because of them leaving ducks from the pond and relying too much on our starting pitchers to do all the work, if you will. But then the next day, they'll come out and win 14-1. So they can't win a game when they need to and they leave runners in scoring position on the base pass. But the next game, they'll go and blow them out. So I'm really not loving fundamentally how this team is gelling, particularly in the back half of this 60-game season. They have just really lowered my spirits, if you will. Now, of course, do we have a team that has both the home run hitting champion of both leagues and the batting champion? Yeah, we do. But they can't carry the entire team. There's too many mental mistakes. If Gary Sanchez doesn't show up to the game ready to catch and not cause catcher interference and silly kind of gimme kind of runners, a team like Cleveland is going to take full advantage of all those little mistakes. Gleyber Torres's little mistakes at shortstop, you know, as I said, Sanchez's little dribbles at the plate, whatever the heck he's doing with catcher interference and pass balls, they're going to capitalize and they're going to beat us with the small ball. The other piece that is upsetting is, yeah, I mean, I love that Luke Voit is pounding the ball. But lately, if we don't hit a home run in a game, we don't win that game. So we are really struggling offensively and putting too much onto the starting pitchers to carry the team, and you can't do that. It's got to be a both sides contributing equally. So as I wrote yesterday, if both sides of that, of the offense and the defense of the Yankees, if both sides are contributing equally and the team that wants to be there shows up, that's really craving a championship shows up, then we have a shot. But if it's the team that we saw playing in Buffalo, we're in a lot of trouble. And quite frankly, against the Marlins, we're going to be in a lot of trouble, and the Indians will just blow us out.
I got a couple of questions for you, Suzanne, before we go back to Lou and then Jimmy.
Sure.
Let me ask you this. Do you believe, I think Jimmy and myself agree, I think Lou kind of said it too, the winner of game one wins the series, yes or no?
No, not necessarily. Not necessarily.
Okay.
Because the way the Yankees have been playing so inconsistently.
Okay. Number two, it was to your other point. Which Yankee outside of LeMahieu and Voit that is kind of in that struggle zone, whether it's Aaron Hicks, whether it's you could say Garner, Torres, especially Sanchez. Because Sanchez, I don't think he's even catching game one, right? I don't know who's DH, and I don't even know the lineup as of right now. But, you know, Kyle Hushasaka is probably going to catch Garrett Cole, I believe. You know, they have a little bit of rapport. But which Yankee offensively do you see just, like, out of nowhere, it's just he's going to turn it around starting this playoffs? Like, do you believe that? Or who is it?
I mean, if it's somebody, I mean, it's got to be Aaron Judge. I mean, Aaron Judge has got to come up and step up at this point. I mean, I think the consistency, as you've said, is DJ LeMahieu, it's Luke Voit, it's Gio Urshela. I also would like to see Gleyber Torres start swinging the bat. He's got to wear those glasses, apparently. But it's got to be Aaron Judge. He's got to turn it on. Or forget it. I mean, we're not going to be able to capitalize. We can't have two guys hitting in that lineup. I mean, do I think Brett Gardner is going to play well in the series? I actually do. He somehow shows up for these important games like this. And lately he's kind of turned on the ignition a little bit after like kind of faltering a little bit. And I think Clint Frazier has, and you know, I'm not a Frazier fan, but he's shown me that he can be out there and be consistent both in the field and at the plate. So, I mean, honestly, the first guy that came to mind was Aaron Judge. To me, Giancarlo Stanton, I haven't seen anything out of him. The expectations are really low. Do I think he has to step it up? Yeah, I always do. But I'm not putting my eggs in my basket for him. It's got to be Aaron Judge. I've got to see that out of him. And quite frankly, I don't know that Brett Gardner is going to be in the lineup. I'm not impressed with Hicks either. So sure, second maybe would be like an Aaron Hicks. I do believe Gio Urshela is going to turn it on. I do believe that Frazier will turn it on, but it's going to have to be Judge. He's got to do it.
Right. Lou, what about you? Which Yankee do you see stepping it up for the 2020 playoffs? And then Jimmy, and then we'll get to some Cleveland points.
Well, I think Susan said best. I think, you know, that Judge has to step up. I'm going to see what Urshela is going to do. So I think if anybody's going to maybe make the impact, I think maybe Urshela might be make the most of it.
All right, cool, man. And what about you, Jimmy? What's your thoughts? Any Yankee that you see stepping up?
I go with Judge also, but I think a guy that nobody said. I really want to see what Higashioka does. You know, I want to see him be in a big role because I mean, this is the first time that we're gonna see him in a postseason game. So I want to see what he does with that pressure. You know, if he steps up his game or if he plays like crap. I hope he steps up his game because that's a guy I really want to see do well because we know he's not the best hitter in the whole world, but he can hit the ball in big situations. You know, we've seen it we've seen it, you know, I don't think it was this week, but I think it was like the week before he hit a home run. Yeah. He hit a home run in one of the games, so he's a guy as far as that nobody said yet, right? So I think he's gonna step up. So that's what I think.
All right, cool. Let's go back to Suzanne. Suzanne, on the Cleveland side, I'm gonna be real. I probably only seen like maybe two Cleveland games this season. I know what Shane Bieber did open the night. He had a phenomenal season, and getting to him is gonna be hard because of his repertoire of pitches with his four seamer. He throws in that curve. He has a pretty good cutter. As far as Suzanne Jock, we'll bring it back on when she gets back on. So Shane Bieber attacking him as far as Yankees getting on base. And I love the fact that DJ LeMahieu has had this fantastic season. I'm really interested to see what analytics or Aaron Boone, whoever is going to be managing game one, because I hate, I hate the analytics system altogether. Just how the Yankee lineup is going to go against this Cleveland, the top heavy, because I expect Shane Bieber to be in there at least seven, no matter. And they're going to milk it, knowing that this is the best out of three. Going to a bullpen and let them go against opposing batters. They're going to, especially in this game one, they're going to milk it as much as possible. The pitch count's going to definitely be in the triple digits. But Suzanne, getting to Shane Bieber, his array of pitches with the four seamer, he's very good with that. His cutter, pretty good with that. Pretty good changeup. How do you see just with this innings getting to him? Like where attack wise, obviously with DJ LeMahieu getting on base, but how do you think with the lineup with Boone utilizing our batters, you know, Judge, are we putting Hicks down further in the lineup? Are we bumping up Urshela? How would you attack Bieber with the batting order?
I mean, Steve, let's be honest. I think we have an incredibly talented lineup. On any day of the week, we should be able to overcome any pitcher. I don't care what kind of hot streak they're in, you know, whatever the competing team is, in this case, Cleveland. Honestly, if they are playing at their potential with the talent on that team, it doesn't matter. How would I stack that up? You know, I mean, I think I would do what I've been doing consistently. I would attack that lineup. I would attack that pitcher with a lineup that includes, you know, LeMahieu up top, Judge at the second hole. I mean, I would probably move Urshela up in into like the 4-5 area. I would have Frazier up there. I mean, quite frankly, we have to take the talent that we have and put them in key situations. It doesn't matter. They have to be able to see the ball well, and I think if they are truly the team that I think they are deep down and they get away from this nonsense, I think that they can compete against Bieber. I think they can compete against, quite frankly, any pitcher right now. But it's just going to be a matter of the mindset. They've got to believe it. You've got to have Voit hitting cleanup or third, quite frankly, and really think about who can get on base and who can knock them in. And you know what? If my lower half of my lineup has to be a little bit weaker, then so be it. But I would launch with my best people that have an opportunity to get on base right towards the front and get those people in position to knock people in. Let's face it, the best on-base percentage of the whole team is got to be LeMahieu, and I got to say, followed by Voit lately. So those are the people that need to be in key slots in the top half of that lineup, and I think that they can do damage against Bieber and anybody else right now.
Mm-hmm. You know what's weird, Suzanne, before we go back to Lou and Jimmy? You know what's really weird about this format, this playoff seeding? Because based off real records, we are technically sixth. We're fifth because of the way MLB did it as far as like a snake format with the division winners get the top three seeds, and they went second place by division. If they really went by winning percentage, what I thought, you know, logically made the most sense, we literally should be playing Minnesota. But that's neither here nor there. I just found that real interesting because, you know, it could make a whole lot of difference versus the Twins versus the Cleveland Indians. I thought the Central Division this season played pretty well. I followed the Twins games this year, a few of those, and especially the White Sox, because I always thought the White Sox had the talent to make the playoffs, and they did, and they kind of choked. I wouldn't say choked, but they gave it up the division in the last week or so. They were playing very well, and they almost made a comeback versus the Cubs the other night. But I say all this to say, man, this was what really pisses me off, Suzanne and Lou and Jimmy, because the Yankees should be the home team. They should be the home team because they took a week off versus Toronto and Miami. I mean, did they really want to go to Cleveland? I don't think so. I mean,
I just hate
the fact that, especially in these bullpen games. Not bullpen games, but these middle innings where we get crushed. I mean, these games, like 10 runs, 8 runs in like the 6th inning, 7th inning. Like, that's not confident. I'm not used to that with the Yankee bullpen, Suzanne. You know, like, are you confident with the bullpen? I know what you're saying about potential, but reality, like, Suzanne, before we go back to the bullpen, are you confident?
Yeah. The way Britton has been pitching lately, the way Chapman has been kind of flirting with that splitter, and the way that Green has been pitching lately, yes. But if you give me an Ottavino or a Holder, no thank you. I mean, I don't have any, and we can't have any patience for just bad pitches. We just can't. We can't have walks. I mean, I'm telling you, any Achilles heel that is exposed in this series, Cleveland is going to capitalize on. And you know what? We should be thanking our lucky stars. I agree with you. I think they were on vacation or hiatus for a week when they hit Buffalo. Mm-hmm. Because we would be one and done, basically out, if we were playing Tampa Bay, who is our kryptonite, quite frankly. So I think yes, to answer your question. If we're thinking about if our starting pitchers can do what they need to do, and don't forget Pablo Weisiger, who I think is extremely valuable in this situation as well, and Michael King, quite frankly. So if we have them in the right slot, if somebody runs into trouble, and we're not going to be patient with nonsense and just bad pitching and bad location, then those guys that I mentioned, the three of them, should be able to do what they need to do, and they're going to have to do it efficiently because there's no breaks, right? We have to straight through. There's no travel breaks. There's none of this nonsense. We're going to have to be at our best, and they're going to have to just pitch well and know their location and pay attention and know the signs. But I think those three guys are stacked, ready to go.
Apologize for that. I got disconnected. I'm back. I'm sorry about that. I got disconnected. Suzanne, any questions for Lou before we go to Jimmy?
I mean, what do you guys think about the bullpen? I mean, I don't know if you guys talked about it previously, but I mean, do you think that we've got a bullpen that's ready to play?
That middle relief of ours really does scare me. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry, Lou. Yeah, the middle relief scares me. I'll be honest.
As I stated earlier, you know, it looks shaky. You know, the pitching has been erratic. You know, it's been very streaky. Sometimes we go on a hot streak, and then we have gone cold. Just like we did with Toronto, so it's really hard to tell. I mean, I'm not really too confident on this on the pitching rotation right now. I just hope I can be wrong about it, but it does concern me heading in to play in Cleveland, because they know how to beat us too. I've seen it happen way too much over the years, and we especially don't do well when we play in Cleveland. So it's another thing that worries me.
Mm-hmm. Jimmy, what about you?
The bullpen. The bullpen worries me too. You know what we can't do in this series. We can't make them work so hard. You know, we gotta play well enough where we don't have to. We don't need a starter getting in trouble and have to use our bullpen like in the third inning or something. Like we can't do that. So I hope by the time they come in, we have a good enough lead, like 5-1, 6-1. But you know, so they can just work and do their thing. But if we have to put them in like in the third, fourth inning, you know, if we got to do the third, fourth inning nonsense, or we got to put them in because like our starter's not doing well, we can't do that stuff. So that's my thoughts on that. You know, that's why I'm worried about the bullpen right now, because like they're the weakest part of the team right now.
Yeah, I agree with that, Jimmy. Man, that if we could get through those like that key innings, like 5-7, and to Suzanne's point, get to the back of our bullpen or to our money pitchers to close games, I'll be more confident. But hitting-wise, man, I mean, going up against, you know, Lindor, who hasn't really had the season like I think everybody kind of expects him to have. The main guys really is still always the Carlos Santana type of dudes and Jose Ramirez. Jose Ramirez is a switch hitter. He could really punish you in this lineup, man. But I, to be real with you, I haven't watched a lot of Cleveland Indian games this year because obviously we watch a lot of AL versus, you know, teams versus the AL East and the NL East. And that's where most of my priority was. And I catch a couple of NL games. But as far as the Tri, man, we'll see with this best of three. Suzanne, you have any other additional questions for Lou or Jimmy or any questions in general? Before we go around, we'll maybe look for fun, we'll just say, hey, who's going to win the first round? Because the objective is to get to San Diego versus the winner of Toronto and Tampa Bay. Two teams, of course, knows us. We know them. Anything else, Suzanne?
I mean, I guess if we wanted to ask another question with regards to the Yankees' chances and what do they need to do, Lou, something that you said, you know, is clearly important. wise, he can't think about the fact that they're on the road. They can't even think about it. What they have to do is go in tunnel vision and just execute like they know they really can. It's kind of like what Voight was saying. We want to be the team that people are afraid to face. It doesn't matter where we show up because, quite frankly, it doesn't matter. There's no fans there. Just go in and play baseball. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, when you said that, Lou, I thought about it, and I'm like, is that really going to be a key factor in this game, in this series?
I think it could. I mean,
go ahead, Lou.
I know it's not a normal year. I mean, no fans, we're not on the stands, but still, I mean, you know, history has a way of, you know, repeating itself. And, you know, I was not too thrilled with them, you know, being on the road despite the fact that no fans, but it still happens. And, you know, it can carry over into the postseason even in a year like this. So that was one of my big concerns.
Okay. And Jimmy, what about you? How do you feel about the no fans in this 2020 MLB playoffs? Advantage Yankees, advantage Tribe, or what's your thoughts?
I don't really think it's gonna make a difference because with no fans being there, it's just a regular game. So you know we have to play it like we're at home. Just don't think about where we are, just pretend in your mind that you're at home, and, you know, we'll probably play better, you know?
I think getting through the Indian lineup, you know, Cole had success a couple of years ago when he was with the Astros. Hopefully we'll get a lot of that version of Gerrit Cole from 2018 when they played the Tribe and the Astros ran through the Tribe in that series. So we shall see. I guess it's really, you know, we're jumping right into the middle of things. The playoffs is here, and half the teams in the league made it, and we got the card to go play in Cleveland, of course, and then we'll see how things go. I don't really have nothing else to say. I say play baseball, 7 p.m. Tuesday, Yankees in Cleveland. Jimmy, any final thoughts from you? As a matter of fact, let's do something real quick, and then we'll go right down the line. Jimmy, the rest of the playoffs, who do you think is going to win between? Just pick a winner. It doesn't have to be a number of games. Tampa Bay and Toronto. Who do you think is going to win that series?
Definitely Tampa. Tampa's been a really, really unstoppable team. Like they know how to win games. They're really, really clutch when it matters. So I'd say Tampa's gonna beat Toronto, no question about that.
Alright, and then Houston versus the Twins, or Astros versus the Twins, and then Athletics versus the White Sox. Who do you think is going to win those two games? Or two series, I'm sorry.
I would go with the Twins, the Twins are a really, really legit team. And then I think it's going to be Oakland. I mean, I know a lot of people want to talk about Oakland, but what I've seen from Oakland is they're really, really dangerous. So I think it's going to be Oakland in that one.
All right, cool. Final thoughts from you, Jimmy, and then we'll get to Lou and then get Suzanne's thoughts on these games as well. Final thoughts from you, Jimmy.
My final thoughts are easy, man. We just have to go out there and play our best, you know. Cole pitches the game of his life, you know, like he did when he was in Houston. You know, that's the version of Cole I want to see because he's done really well against the Indians, like you said. If we get that version of Cole and our friend shows up, I think we got a good shot, Steve. I'm excited, man. Go Yankees.
All right, cool, man. Good luck to our Yankees, Jimmy. Thank you very much. Lou, what about you, man? Tampa Bay versus Toronto, Minnesota versus Houston, Oakland versus Chicago, the White Sox, and also your final thoughts going into the playoffs.
All right. Well, Toronto is going to be because the playoffs were expanded this year. I really don't see much of a chance, so it's got to be Rays all the way in that series, no question. All right, now, White Sox, Oakland, toss up. I'm going to go with Oakland. And the other two, what were the other two that you said?
Astros and Twins.
I'd never go for a cheater. I'm going to go with the Twins. Oof.
All right, cool. Final thoughts on the Yankees heading into Cleveland, man.
Yankees have their work cut out for them. You know, they need the pitching. They need to find a way to stop Bieber. I wish they find a way to stop Justin Bieber. That's another story, though. So they really have to keep their guard up here. Oh, can I just get a plug for my show that I do on Saturdays, if I may?
Real quick. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, real quick.
It's 5 to 7 p.m. The number is 512-543-4662. That number again, 512-543-4662. Saturdays, 5 to 7, East Coast time. All are welcome. I'll leave it at that.
All right, cool. Thank you. All right, cool. Lou, thanks. Suzanne, final thoughts from you. Oh, actually, I'm sorry, the series. Like, who you know, Tampa Bay versus Toronto, Minnesota versus Houston, Chicago, Oakland, and then, of course, our squad and expectations and your final thoughts on that.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'll go this way. Who I wish would win, you know, it would be the opposite of who I think will win, right? So you know where I'm going with that. So, yeah, obviously I think it's going to be Tampa Bay. They're going to steam right through. Twins and A's. And my final thoughts is kind of, you know, what I was saying before. The weakest link for the Yankees or the Yankees' kryptonite is their own self-doubt. And if they can execute in any stadium the way that talent is projected and the way we were predicted to play this year, if Judge can get his act together, if they can not leave ducks on the pond, and that their starting pitching can get them through 6.5 innings of play, we can win this series. But these are all a bunch of ifs. But I think it really starts out with the mindset. And, you know, you fueled my fire for writing. I will be the one that will write after the first game tomorrow night. Mm-hmm. For a Wednesday drop. And, you know, I really want to write positively. But really what this is about is mindset. And they've got to have the right mindset. I have to tell you, Lou Gorman, who's the former GM of the Red Sox, and when I worked in Boston and I interviewed him, you know, he said it's all about the makeup of that player. And it's not just about the talent. It's about the whole player. It's about the brain power. It's about the mindset. It's about how that player executes, thinks through the next step, follows through with the swing, follows through with visualizing myself catching the ball and making a clean play. It's about all of that, but it's the makeup of that player. It's the potential of that player to do damage and to make an impact. And that's what we have on this team. We have a lot of guys with great makeup. But if they can't execute, they won't win. The end.
Right. The end. And especially, I would love to see them work counts. Like, we all know if Gardner does get into the lineup, that's what he definitely specializes in postseason play. But I love, you know, I'm confident in definitely DJ LeMahieu. Is everybody else after that, for the most part, they're going to be hit or miss. Like you said, it's about the makeup. And if they show up and we know the potential they could be, they'll definitely should win the series and go on to San Diego versus the winner of the Rays and the Jays. I'll say I agree with you guys. I say the Rays win the series over the Jays. I can see Houston clipping off Minnesota. I can see that. Although I do not want that, but I can see that. And then, you know what? That Oakland Chicago series is not a gimme for Oakland now. I don't think. I'm gonna be keeping my eyes on that series as well. I'll go Oakland, but I think the Chicago White Sox, they could give them a little bit of a run. I believe that. But I think Oakland has been had a phenomenal 60 games in 2020 in their situation with the West teams in the AL and the NL. So, yeah, we shall see. We'll be back next Monday to really recap and see if we are still in this thing. And if not, we'll continue on with the regular season. Shout out to Suzanne Bleeding, Yankee Blue, Susie Prof 1 on Instagram, Susie Prof on Twitter, and of course, Kings Eagle 1, Jimmy, and shout outs to Lou. Sangria Su, ladies and gentlemen, enjoy the baseball playoffs. Blee boo.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Blee blue, 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 blee blue.